This is Elif Theriou, a poem by Anne Rundle, from Melody, Nightingale, and Sparrow, Issue 6. Elif Theriou. American hard A's soften to A's as I learn and recite Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Epsilon on an island surrounded by the Aegean. Greek language entombed under my tongue every morning. I ask the ancient ones to help me in translation. At breakfast, I shake the words out. Kalimera, hot tea parakalo, eftaristo. Our Greek teacher, a Cypriot, over-enunciates as we parrot our best imitation of her intonation. Repeat after me. Yasu is hello, and yamas is cheers. Yasu, yamas. Dark curls behind her ears sway as she writes ancient characters alongside phonetics on the small whiteboard. We know less than a Greek 5-year-old, which could be why she shows her dimpled smile. What's the word for lesson? How do you say beautiful? Lesson is matima, matima. Beautiful is orea, like an Oreo. With dinner, we drink white wine, loosening our tongues. Lefko grasi parakalo, Greek dancing, a grapevine with kicks. Everyone joins to move like a Chinese dragon in a parade, weaving through the tables and chairs. Lady Elif Theriou leads the spinning circles around a pair of olive trees. This restaurant has no walls or boundaries, no ceiling, only a trellis of grapevines hanging, waiting to be plucked. The bouzouki plays 15-minute songs, speeding up to triple time to reveal the best dancers. A man shouts, "Den parazi!" when a lady at his table spills her glass. Sweaty, out of breath, and exhausted, we depart one by one. Kalinikte. What does your last name mean? They said it on the Athens News. Ah, yes, Elif Theriou Square in Athens is a large gathering area for protests. Elif Theriou means freedom. Elif Theriou.